This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Drinking from the fountain of life. Kicking the conversational can down the road, as it were. Doug Steffen presents the DJV experience with me and Jennifer Horn. Sorry, Keelan, Kara Schillen is at the controls in our Washington studio today. You'll be happy to know is International Immigrants Day. Yes, folks, it's time for us to celebrate illegal and legal immigrants. Where would we be without them is the question from this organization. So they're focusing on undocumented and legal immigration and immigrants, naturalized citizens, immigrants from all over the world. Today has been declared your day by somebody. I don't know how this where this thing started, the day of immigrants, but anyway.
Is this as valid as, like, National Pizza Day?
Yeah, it's kind of one of those.
Right?
One of those
it's
days.
Like Twitter made it up.
Yeah. So if you're an undocumented, illegal or legal resident,
you get free naturalized ice cream citizen, Dairy today.
Right. Don't go to work. Don't open your business.
Don't pay taxes.
Don't do anything. Yeah. Don't buy gas. Don't go to school.
Don't go to work. Like, isn't that sort of putting a spotlight on the fact that you're an illegal immigrant if you're not at work today? Like, I don't think
there's
this is a really well
about
thought
this.
Through.
But I thought it was interesting because Framingham, my hometown, is the home to the largest Brazilian population outside of Brazil.
Really?
In the country. Yeah. More Brazilians in Framingham practically than anybody else. So I'm looking
at the
list.
So Giselle feels right at home, you're saying?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, interesting.
So here is the list of stores. I'm looking at the stores that are not going to be open today in Framingham. The VIP Salon and Spa. The Bellissimo Salon and Spa. Tropical Coffee Company. The Brazilian Bakery. The Cibreia Supermarket. Big Sister Cafe. Made in Brazil Express. The Kibra Kibra Dance Academy, the Nipusel Mattress and Furniture Store, All Tree Professional Landscaping closed today, Simon's Auto Body, Earth Brasilia, Urbano Furniture, Terra Brasilis, Seabricks Money Transfer, and the Portuguese Club are all closed in Framingham today. And I wonder how your town is handling this. A little rattled. But I don't know. There's got to be some kind of show of this here in Los Angeles, Jennifer. There has to be. One way or another, there's got to be something.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
did you know they're planning a day without an immigrant, you know, as a boycott?
Okay. Well, so let's get to... go ahead, Carrie.
So I was going
to
say, they're also planning for International Women's Day, a day without women, on March 8th. And I...
Sure, we don't forget that.
Yeah, I mean, I have mixed feelings. My roommate...
You better show up for work, kid, on March 8th.
Well, that's the thing, is that I guess my issue is that there are different repercussions for different people. And so it's, you know, I mean, you're talking about protests and how some of these protests are pointless and they're not doing anything.
Mm.
And so I think something like this where you actually stand up and say, okay, well, this is where you would be without me. I think that's, you know, an
not
actual
bad.
Protest that has an actual effect.
And
so I think it does have a point, but I don't know. I was just, you know, I told my roommate that I didn't think that I would be partaking, and she seemed kind of like, well, why not? And I was like, well...
But it does raise an interesting thought, though. I mean, Jennifer, me, and Kara, if the three of us didn't come to work, Doug would really... I mean, Doug would be lonely without us.
I would be.
Jennifer,
probably a few other emotions might show up as well.
Yeah, but conversely, why would we do that to Doug?
We wouldn't. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but why would we do that to Doug, who has hired and empowered women?
Right.
And the same thing goes for everybody else out there. Every other woman who has a job. Congratulations. Welcome to America. Everybody's got a job and an opportunity. So why are you going to blow it by taking the day off because you're making a statement? I don't know.
Right.
I get the march. I get the march. You want to march? March.
A count here. Doug, male. Jennifer, female. Victoria, female. Kara, female. 3-1. Pretty good odds, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now I want to get to what's going on here in Los Angeles, the crackpot center of the world. This is one of the... When you folks hear this, when I sent this to Victoria last night, she said, time for a Dudley. What did you, how do you
the
refer
Dudley
to
the Dudley diatribe.
Dudley diatribe.
I said I could feel one brewing.
Yes. Well, Jennifer is probably going to join me. You all probably will join me on this once we figure out actually what is going on here. There is a move afoot, as you know, to have sanctuary cities not get federal funds. So there have been a number of cities here in California that have said, nah, we're not going to do that. Matter of fact, I think the governor said, we're not doing that. And so now there's a whole statewide move.
We don't need the government. Oh, wait, yeah, we do, because we have the dam breaking. Right.
Right. But here's the thing. In the city council here in Los Angeles the other night, there was a fast-track bill put into the hopper to make sure that the officials in the police department expunge the records of criminal immigrants so that they won't be deported as part of the first wave of those who get, 680 of them, I think, were rounded up the other day, and they were all criminals. So this city is nuts. They can't fast track away to the Sunset Boulevard. I live right off of Sunset Boulevard. It is a pothole on top of potholes on top of potholes. You think they can fast track a bill to resurface Sunset Boulevard? No. But can they redo the law to change? They've had a big thing with taco vendors here, and all of them are illegal, and they're giving them all citations. They've been running up and down Sunset and Hollywood, and they've been going up and down pretty much every major street that leads into the city with these taco trucks that are there day and night in the middle of the street, and they give them tickets. Well, now, and they're felony, you know, if you don't pay them, and the guys don't even bother to pay them because nobody can find, how are you going to go find them? The trucks are registered in Mexico. I mean, it's all this crackpot stuff. So now that they actually have found all of these tickets and they're worried about these people being deported, they're going to expunge their record. They're going to make sure that that whatever criminal activity has been on the record, they lose it so that these people won't have to be deported. Can you imagine anything crazier than that? In a world of crazy things, this is the craziest thing, and I'll be damned if I'm, yesterday I got, this has been 2 weeks, I've gotten two tickets.
Do you think citizens here?
What, did yes. I lose everything? What happened?
Well, I guess we'll never know.
No,
what,
we'll never know.
Gone?
I wonder if she was going to ask if citizens are the ones doing this, or if, who's behind this? Like, I always try to look to who benefits from something. I don't understand who benefits from this.
Depends on the names of the city councilors. All right, let's pause for a moment, and we'll get Jennifer back here, because I want her to be, she really is on top of what's going on here with regard to this. This is just craziness. All right, 14 after the hour with Doug, Jen, and Victoria, and I'll focus on your betting. I'm not getting too personal, am I? Do you think if I ask you for the story of your sheets, what goes on between the sheets in your bedroom? The sheets are more important than the activity, as far as I'm concerned.
No.
The sheets become, well, I mean,
you sleep alone a lot, so it makes sense.
I do, as a matter of fact. Yes, most of the time.
I think that might freak me out a little bit.
What, sleep alone?
No, not sleeping alone, but that you said the sheets never is.
Right.
Yeah, the sheets are very important, though. How about that?
They are, yes, especially if they're parachute. The parachute sheets that are now available for you, all discerning homeowners, all discerning bed occupiers, all discerning people who need a good night's sleep. These are sheets crafted in Europe because that's where the best factories and materials are for bedding. So we all have our bedding sets. I've got mine, and Jennifer's got hers, and Victoria's got hers, Kara's got hers, and we've all had a chance to get some good night's sleep on these things. And I guess I would ask for you to describe what it is that you feel best about when you jump in between the sheets with these parachute sheets on the bed. Who goes first?
Well, I'll start. I mean, the material is just, it's so soft, and it's, Jennifer had mentioned earlier before traveling, and that first night when you check into a hotel, you usually sleep kind of like a rock. That's kind of how you sleep every night with these sheets. I mean, I'm personally a fabric snob, so I my sheets have to be top notch, or else I can't sleep well, and these sheets are just the best. They really are.
Mm-hmm. Jen?
I've been sleeping really well on them. But one of the things, especially because I live in California, and sometimes, especially right now, Dougie, you've noticed the weather. You're out here, the weather gets kind of warm, and then it's cold. I like to be nice and cool at night, and so breathable fabric is huge for me, and these sheets are absolutely awesome. Cozy. They keep you cool and
cozy.
Right. They're cozy, but you're not sweating because they're not synthetic fabric, so it's great.
Yeah, Kara, what about you?
Yeah, well, I mean, the ladies know. We had a call with the woman who runs the company the other day, and Victoria actually had to send us a text to remind us of the meeting because I was taking a nap in my bed, and I was so comfortable. I was so comfortable sleeping that I didn't want to get up to have a call with them.
That says it all.
That's how comfortable they are.
That says it all. So visit parachutehome.com/DJV to get free shipping on your order. Parachute bedding, something that's new on the scene, but these people are going to make a big impact on the bedding business. It's a direct-to-home purchase. Visit parachutehome.com/DJV to get the shipping and the most comfy bedding you can imagine. parachutehome.com/DJV. All right, I want to go back to what we were talking about. Because Jennifer's line dropped out for a second. This business about what the city of Los Angeles and other cities want to do to expunge the records and fast-track a bill in city council to keep these people here, basically giving an up-yours to the feds, but just an up-yours to all of us who are taxpayers.
And that's what, before we're so rudely interrupted, what I was getting at is are they going to expunge the records of American citizens who commit crimes? I mean, why even put people in jail or convict them if we're not going to have people with a record? I mean, a record tells the story of who you are. Is it clean? Is it dirty? Who are you? I mean, why put the rights of American citizens at risk to protect citizens of other countries? It's crazy.
But you people lost their minds.
They're decriminalizing street vending now. You brought up the taco trucks. And so it used to be that if you had a guy selling fruit on the corner or selling roses on Valentine's Day, that was actually illegal. Not that the police really cracked down on it much, but it was illegal.
The inspectors never come around. I don't know how many bugs are curling around in your taco.
Yeah, that's right. Well, now they're saying that it's all legal. Yesterday, the LA City Council voted to legalize that because what they figure is if someone gets a citation for selling fruit on a corner and gets arrested for it for some reason, then ICE can come in and deport them, and they're trying to protect these people. It's crazy. Yeah, I mean, in that sense, though, if you're selling tacos and you're trying to make an honest living, I understand that. But the other stuff, I mean, getting rid of criminal records, I don't know. It sounds ludicrous. It really does.
It is ludicrous.
Look,
but it shows you the mindset of some of the nutbirds in this town.
Absolutely. And I'd rather have people selling oranges on a corner than selling drugs on a corner. But at the same time, a good, honest living, that's against the laws.
Any of us want to follow the law? Screw them. Yesterday, I got another ticket for the blinker on the thing. I went into the homeopathic pharmacy for 5 minutes. There was 5 minutes left on my thing. So I went in, and I was done. I walked out, and it just started blinking red when I got to the car, and this twerp comes up in his little three-vehicle little tricycle. I wanted to turn it over. And he gets out, and he writes me a ticket. And I said, wait, I'm getting in the car. The thing just went red. You should pay your thingamabubber. And I'm driving a rented car, a license plate from Florida. So he thinks I'm from out of town. I looked at him. I said, you're the reason that people get so angry about authority. Do you realize? He said, it gives me the thing. And I the steam coming out of my ears. And this is the kind of stuff that they're more interested in chasing you on. So I'm a criminal because I just got to my car when the red light goes on. You think they're going to expunge my record if it came to court? No. So why should I pay it? Screw it. The only problem is the car doesn't belong to me, so I'd have to pay it anyway through the rental company. But this is the kind of nutbird stuff going on in way too many places in this country. So now I'm going to collect my thoughts and take a deep breath and everything will be okay. 21 after the hour.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Thank you, Kara, for putting me straight. 23 minutes and change after the hour. It's Throwback Thursday, a tradition of this program wherein we go back to a year, significant year in musical history. This is 1987, the focus of the next few minutes, and the top five songs from this week in 1987, including this horror show from Chicago. Will You Still Love Me? All right, we have about 3 seconds of this, and we get to another.
This
song.
Is Peter Cetera singing,
yeah.
Right?
Oh.
That's the guy you don't like, okay.
Yeah. I don't like Michael McDonald either. I like the original. We were talking off the air about what I like. The original Chicago stuff was fabulous. The first 3-4 years of Chicago, man, there was nothing better musically in terms of pop music than that. But then these clowns come into the picture and they're screaming and screeching between him and McDonald. All right, anyway. So that's number five. Number four, so I could be Captain Curmudgeon now instead of Dudley. What did you call me? Dudley what?
I said it was you were on a Dudley diatribe.
I was, yeah. I mean, you can tell how this stuff gets under my skin, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it really gets under my skin.
Yeah.
Okay, the Georgia Satellites here, number four this week, 1987. Keep your hands to yourself, Victoria. Crank it up. I remember this now. I didn't remember it at first. Now I remember it. That was silly.
I think this is a one-hit wonder for them.
It was. But it was fun when I was silly.
Give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself.
Don't hand me no lines and keep your hands to yourself. There you go. That's a little dating advice for all of you guys. I mean, what about women, though? That's one of the things. There are women who are. I better not go down that street, probably. Okay. Number three from this week. This is a good one. Cyndi Lauper's song, Change of Heart. Number three this week, 1987. This sort of. She'd been gone for a few years, and this sort of brought her back into the fold, didn't it? If I remember correctly?
You could be right. I've never heard this song, actually.
No.
I'm not familiar
with it. It wasn't one of her biggest features. I don't think it got to number one ever. I think this was the highest it got on the charts. Change of Heart. There's something about her that just tickled me.
Yeah, I like her a lot.
Oh, my God.
This is a weird song that I'm not really familiar with.
Right. All right, well, she's often been compared, and I think sort of deleteriously to Madonna, who also has a song in the top five during This Week in 1987. Matter of fact, her Open Your Heart is number two this week in 87. Now, this is a good song. It's a good pop song.
I love old Madonna. She was so good.
I do, too. I don't care much for the year. I'm with you 100% on that, Victoria. The stuff that's around now is... She puts on a heck of a show, though. I'll tell you that.
She does, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw her a couple tours ago, and it was the only time I've ever seen her, and she was great.
Yeah. We saw her, I think it was last year. What I had the most fun with was her... So let's see, how do I put a positive spin on this? Her focus on the Catholic Church. Put it that way.
Well, she told James Corden in Carpool Karaoke she's been excommunicated 3 times. So
keep going back for more.
Yep.
All right. Number one this week, 1987. This is a great Bon Jovi song called Living on a Prayer. That's a good song. Can't sit still for this. Interesting character, this guy, too. John Bon Jovi.
He's a Jersey boy.
Yeah, he's a very interesting character.
Yeah.
Listen to the lyric line of this song. Yeah, he's trying to sit still for this. Didn't know how to use the guitar here. One of the great things about understanding how instrumentation works, especially in modern music, pop music, but it's been this way pretty much for the past 100 years. People don't really, they don't have scores for a lot of this stuff in pop bands. They just play.
Right.
They play what they feel, and they try to hold on to it as they re-record it. So Bon Jovi, number one from this week in 87, 28 after with the DJV Experience.
When it comes to stress, if you see something, say something. Stick around for the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
To maximize crop yields, successful growers need a special advantage, and that's what you get with Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. It's uniquely formulated to help young plants quickly develop stronger roots and shoots. That means better nutrient uptake, more early stress resistance, and bigger yields. Radiate makes all the difference on a variety of crops, with either foliar or in-furrow application, allowing it to fit with most grower programs. So this year, give yourself an edge. Ask your CPS dealer for Radiate.
Suzanne Pish does work in social and emotional health as an extension educator from Michigan State University. She lives just a quarter mile from the dairy farm where she grew up.
So I understand the economic and the pinch that the farmers are feeling. And a couple of egg educators called me in the summer and were like, hey, could we team together to teach some programming to people that work with farmers, work with farm families, and just make them more aware of signs and symptoms of stress and depression, and then the resources, like what do you do if you notice somebody needs help?
Pish says there's a good reason why we should care.
Because of the dip in the commodity prices, especially for dairy, we've seen a increase in suicides and suicide attempts in Michigan. And that's really what prompted us to help people understand what kind of impact stress can have on people and what kind of signs and symptoms do you need to watch for when you're working with families that are under that kind of stress.
More tomorrow for the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Another busy half hour of conversation here. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. We'll have food news in a moment, and then we're going to spend some time trying to help you through the winter. Man, this has been a crazy winter. 50 degrees one day.
Yep.
20 degrees the next day. Snow one day. Rain the next day. Freezing next day. It's summertime. So we have that. What's it like in New York today? What's the weather in New York?
It's pretty mild. All the snow is melted. So yeah. Now it's just back to being, like, you know, gross and dirty and muddy, like always.
Welcome to winter in New York. How about Washington, Kara, where you are? What's the weather situation there?
Yeah, it was real chilly this morning, but it's supposed to be around 45 today. But we are getting snow flurries outside currently.
Oh, yeah,
so
nice.
Who even knows?
That's well. Yeah. All right, let's, as long as we were in New York for a minute, it's time now for the New York Rat Report, which features the outbreak. This is a rare bacterial outbreak that's taken place in the Bronx this week. Three people bitten by a bunch of rats on one city block. They were diagnosed with leptospirosis. Is that how you pronounce it? I think it is. Leptospirosis, something like that. They get very sick. This is very bad stuff. I think one or two of these people has died. Health department identified a cluster of three cases that come from one area, and it looked like one block, and it may even be one big tenement building. And I guess that brings me around to wondering about where the city is. You're always talking about where you live in New York and the situation you have with a landlord. It really is, you know, people say, well, the city is so big, how can you control it? But there are some people who just do a good job because it's the right thing to do, and they handle problems like this, and others just don't.
Mm-hmm.
And you see the results. I mean, I think it's as simple as that, Victoria. It really is.
It's true. It really is true. I mean, we're in our building, we're lucky. Our super is amazing, and yep. He's, you know, I text him with everything, and he responds right away, and we're lucky. Other buildings, you know, I hate to say this, but it depends really like where you are. I mean, we're on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. If you're in the Bronx or if you're in parts of Brooklyn or Queens, you know, where they take advantage of people
Staten
who are
Island.
Lower income.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
they really do. And they're right. Slumlords.
So I have the fix for this. We've hired a gentleman who's going into the Bronx this week, and here he is.
Mr. Rat, I have a writ here that says you're to stop eating Chenley's cornmeal forthwith. Now, it's a rat writ, writ for a rat. And this is lawful service of Zane. Doesn't pay any attention to me.
That's one way to get rid of him.
Sounds like a good solution.
Yeah, those rats had been writ, as it were. Anyway, I had great, as a kid, fondness for John Wayne and his movies. And that's from his most famous, the one he got an Academy Award for, True Grit. Rooster Cogburn, the One-Eyed Sheriff. As really,
I didn't
that's
know he won an Oscar
best.
For that.
Yep, it was the only Oscar he ever won.
Isn't and it interesting said, that even the remake got a lot of Oscars, lot of Oscar buzz, too?
Yeah. The thing that I remember him saying that night is like it was yesterday, in his acceptance speech, he said, if I'd have known wearing a patch was going to get me an Oscar, I would have won one a long time ago. All right, so one more time, Gara, just for old time's sake, how are we going to get rid of that rat?
Mr. Rat, I have a writ here that says you're to stop eating Chenley's cornmeal forthwith. Now, it's a rat writ, writ for a rat, and this is lawful service of Zane. See? Doesn't pay any attention to me.
And at that point in the movie, at that stage, he was inebriated, what's her face? Kim Darby, who plays the young lady in the original True Grit, is there ready to chastise him. He sleeps over. Well, I'm going to go into the movie, but it's an interesting take. It really is. It's kind of fun to go back to that memory. Angelina Jolie in the news today. She's looking for a publicist. Interesting. How she hasn't had one is a story on page 6 today with the focus on her acrimonious divorce from Brad Pitt. She doesn't have a good image because he came out of it looking a lot better than she did, apparently. And she had a publicist, though, a number of years ago. She didn't like him and didn't like it. But now she's had a change of heart because since September, her advisors around her have not been able to change the force. She's lost movie roles. She looks terrible. And so she's also hired Judy Smith. Do you know who Judy Smith is?
No.
She's the real life, on Scandal? Well, Olivia Pope.
Oh,
she's
really?
The person for whom Olivia Pope was modeled after. She does. Judy
wow.
Smith does what Olivia Pope in real life. What Olivia Pope does.
Crisis management
stage.
Or
yep.
image
yep.
stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. 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 So it'll be interesting to see who that shakes
wow.
out. Okay, time for some food news. Brought to you today by Cozy Shack Pudding, which is absurdly delicious, I'm told, by people who have had some. I don't know, why didn't they send some to us? I haven't had it. I should
they
go to the
did.
Store and buy
they
some.
They sent us vouchers.
Oh,
well,
they
you
did?
Have so many addresses that it's probably on the farm.
That's right, yeah, it probably is. I get it next week, I'll be back on the farm. There's a buying frenzy now because people have found out how fabulous Cozy Shack Pudding is, so therefore there's a pudding shortage that needs to be addressed because this stuff is so good. So we have a fix for that. For those of you who would be kind enough to go to either our Facebook or Twitter site, they have a chance to win a Cozy Shack Pudding Survival Pack. which includes a $25 gift card for Cozy Shack Pudding. That's the survival pack. If you go to facebook.com/DJV Show, or if you go, I guess, to any one of us, at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen, you can like the Cozy Shack Pudding information that's there, and that puts you in the running for the gift certificate from Cozy Shack Pudding. All right, so Cozy Shack, it's great pudding. The food news focusing on chocolate, finally, an educational program that you and I and everybody else can finally get behind. University of West England announcing a fully funded PhD program in metagenomic studies of the microbia of fermented cacao beans. Boy, in fact, I get that out of my mouth. Let me try that one again. The metagenomic study of the microbiota of fermented cacao beans, which is basically studying the chocolate industry, that's more simply put. Program covers the DNA of chocolate, fermentation of chocolate, and plenty of taste testing the chocolate. So you want to get a PhD in the metagenomic studies of the microbiota of fermented cacao beans.
Cacao!
into the University of West England, all right? All right, so that takes care of our food news. Coming up in a moment, how to survive the rest of winter. That's our focus next here.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here, just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah, I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Guys, JCPenney is your one-stop shop for all your favorite jeans. Come in now for 30% off select styles of Levi's and find your perfect fit. Like men's Levi's 505 regular fit jeans for just $41.65. Hurry in to stock up and save. Or save an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon on select items in-store and at JCP.com. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Bell 215 to 220. Levi's and some other exclusions apply. Extra 20% off subject to credit approval. Check JCP.com or newspaper for coupon details.
All right, 44 after the hour now, with a focus on the rest of winter and how to survive in any number of ways. Robin Moreno joins us. This is a very important thing for many of us, whether we're men or women, although I'm going to guess that, Robin, your focus is on women. But men are concerned about their appearance, about what happens to their skin. I know I am. I don't want my skin to be all dried, chappy, my lips, and your arms to get all wrinkled up because they've dried out. Ooh, who wants that? Right? I mean, seriously. Hi, Robin.
Yeah. Well, good morning to you. So, yes, the thing about winter is that it's fun and pretty, but also it could, you know, the air gets drier, it gets colder, and it really does affect your skin and affect your hair. Mm-hmm. And it affects men and women equally. So I'll talk about a few things that I like to do, and I think anyone can totally do them. So, you know, like you said, you know, it seems that you're not going to be able to avoid that dry, cracked skin. But, you know, actually, if you want to have healthy and moisturized skin, the best way to start is in the shower. And that's where you can really lock in moisture. So my go-to is actually Olay Ultra Moisture Body Wash. So it's this really rich, creamy body wash. It has a formula that's been recently upgraded. So it actually absorbs deep into your skin to treat dryness at its source, and it locks in the moisture there. So, you know, while other moisturizing body washes, sometimes people don't like them because they leave like a greasy residue, but Olay Ultra Moisture leaves that sort of clean rinse feel. So you're left with like small, soft skin post shower. And the results are your skin's visibly nourished all season long, which is great. So it'll get you through even the coldest days of winter. So it's really important that you start your skincare in the shower.
All right. Start in the shower. And this goes now, can we go one step further? How about hair care in the shower? Because a lot of times when your skin gets dry, your scalp gets dry, and you get dandruffy flakes that are pretty unsightly and unpleasant, right?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm super glad that you brought that up because it happens all the time. You know, as again, like as the temperatures drop and it's that air gets drier, your scalp, too, can lose its moisture. And scalp health, like, that's a thing. Like, that's really, really important because it can cause, like, a dry or sketchy, itchy scalp, which is uncomfortable. It can be unsightly. So, fortunately, you know, Head & Shoulders is obviously a brand that we, you know, we love. And it just launched a new three-action formula that actually cleanses, protects, and moisturizes the scalp. So it really prevents those scalp sensitivities, and it creates a strong foundation for resilient, beautiful hair. And one thing that I really love is their Smooth and Silky collection because it's really gentle enough to use every day. It's safe for color-treated hair. I highlight my hair like many women do, so it's really safe for that.
And women aren't supposed to tell that. Men are not supposed to ask about that, and women aren't supposed to tell about that. That's what I was always
about my business, but yes, I have to. Yeah. You want to do something fun, so I like to get highlights in the winter just to make me look like I went to the beach. So, but that said, I have to use something that's really gentle. So something like Head & Shoulders is awesome.
Can I interject something here for a second, Robin? Because I think one of the other things that I like about Head & Shoulders is that it doesn't have that. There are some of these shampoos that you use that have something ingredient in them that makes everything tingle. And I don't have to get too graphic, but if as it flows down your body, it is an unpleasant. It affects.
I see many. Where you're going with that. The reason that I love their Smooth and Silky collection specifically is because it's not. You know, it does have. You know, obviously properties that work towards dandruff, but it's not really like it's hyper medicinal. So you can totally. It's gentle enough to use every day.
Right.
It's just safe and gentle that you can use every day, and so it's a nice formulation that I love.
Right. All right. So we got the head taken care of, face. Uh-huh. What about other things? One of the things that happens, maybe this is too deep into the weeds, but I notice with my feet that they get chapped for whatever the reason. Even if you get those not blisters, but you know when the skin, Victoria, gets kind of thick, and then you want to clean it off. Do you have any recommendations for that? That's something that happens.
Yes. No, but it's really normal. I mean, you know, it's actually the best time. Winter is the best time to take care of your feet because they're kind of hibernating, right? You're not really showing them off in sandals. You're really covering them up in boots and stuff. But they can get dry too and calloused. So what I really like to do is just get a good moisturizer. You can get even, you know, any kind of like jelly or, you know what I mean, or a balm put them on your feet. And this could be anything. It could be any brand. It could be like something from your house, whatever. Like oil, you know, sometimes even like a oil that you might have.
Olive oil?
How
about coconut oil? Coconut oil has become pretty popular to do.
Very, very popular. And you can just put it, before you go to bed, put it on your feet and then cover them immediately in socks. That way you don't get oil all over your bed.
I've seen there are feet, you can put stuff on your feet and then little slippers are available. And some women put gloves, not gloves, but like mitts on. They do their hands and then they put these gloves on that hold the moisture in through the night. Apparently.
You know, overnight moisture overnight skincare is amazing because you can do all of these things and then wake up and look beautiful. But one thing that that happens all the time this day and age with, you know, winter is that people get sick. So I really like to carry around cold ease lozenges. I don't know if you guys know these, but they're actually clinically proven to shorten your cold by half, which is awesome. So they have a new one that's a multi-symptom lozenge. They have a gummy, great for the family. So that's another thing. You want to look good and you want to feel good for winter.
Good advice. Robin Moreno here with us.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Common collected music from a movie that's anything but cool, calm, and collected. It's the theme from Braveheart, the Mel Gibson horribly violent movie about what life was like early on in America. Right, Chucker?
Great movie, though. Won the Oscar for Best Picture.
So violent, though. Oh, my God.
I can't even watch it. It's too violent for me.
But what's with Mel Gibson
and violence? I mean, he made Jesus violent, you know? Yeah. Like, everything that he does is so violent.
I cannot deny that. There's no doubt he does relish in violence on film. But he's a great filmmaker. And the reason we play that song is it appears from some of the news story that broke yesterday that Mel Gibson's back in the good graces of the studio system. He signed on to co-star alongside Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell in the sequel to the comedy Daddy's Home. That's the first studio film that Gibson's been involved in since 2010's Edge of Darkness. And it also broke that Warner Brothers has spoken to Mel Gibson and wants him to direct the sequel to their superhero film Suicide Squad. That would be awesome. If you like that material, he would be the perfect fit and elevate that material to a very high level.
It'll be more violent. With him doing it, it'll be more violent. But look at the success he had with telling that story about the kid that was the nonviolent, was he a Quaker or whatever? In that movie, what was it?
Hacksaw Ridge.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was all about the peace.
He was a pacifist, right.
He's a pacifist and saved at least 50 of his fellow soldiers without a weapon. And that sequence in the end of that film, when he's doing that, my adrenaline was pumping. And that's how I know I'm watching a really good movie, because that was pretty moving. And hands-on, I mean, for me, without a doubt, Hacksaw Ridge should win the Oscar for Best Picture because it's superior to every other film on that list. Of course it won't, but that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it, Doug.
You can follow Chuck at Poseidon72 and listen to his weekly podcast, Movies Maniacs, on iTunes and Audio Boom. Movie Maniacs.
I've heard Chuck's podcast.
You know why people should listen to it, Doug?
Why is that, Chuck?
Because it's the highest rated podcast, the best reviewed, and the most awesome.
Really? And you don't have to fight with me for airtime.
And that's just a little bit of my narcissistic tendencies coming forth.
All right, movie news coming right up here. Stay tuned.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Lightning.
Hey, bud, your pal Lightning. I was just hanging out in the old Cloudaroo here. I thought I'd give you a call. I hope you're still not sore about that time I deep-fried your big-screen TV with that bolt. Yeah, I've been meaning to pay you back for that one, for sure. A little short on cash at the moment, but any day now. Yep. Well, anywho, talk later.
Lightning won't pay for the damage it causes. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
All right, Chucker, I see that Love Actually is coming back. There's a sequel, but it's going to be on television instead of in the movies. Did you see this? It's a charity event.
Yeah, they call it a short film. I don't know how long, I don't know how extensive it's going to be or how long it's going to be. Maybe it's going to be, you know, 15 minutes to 30 minutes. But, you know, reuniting the cast should be a pretty cool thing.
Hugh Grant will come back, Mr. Darcy, Mr. Bean. Although I don't know if Lee Bowman, where did that come from? If Liam Neeson is going to be in it or not, but it'd be interesting to see.
That would be cool. You know what? A lot of people may not realize that Andrew Lincoln, who is Rick Grimes, the star of The Walking Dead, was in Love Actually. Yeah, he's the guy who held up that sign to, I think, to Keira Knightley.
Oh, yeah. Okay. He's great in that movie.
Totally different look from where he is now into that film.
All right, what else you got?
This is an interesting one. The writers of Disney's The Finest Hours and also the guys who wrote The Fighter penning a book that's going to be turned into a feature film based on the life of Patriot quarterback Tom Brady, who has gone on to go to 7 Super Bowls, winning 5 of them. I think that would be an interesting movie.
Yeah.
You think it would be,
who
really?
Could play him, though?
Yeah, I don't know who. He probably would play him. He probably would have to play himself.
I was going to say, I think he has acting aspirations, actually. I've heard that from a couple of people. Once he gets out of football, he wants to become an actor or a TV personality. But he has a good personality. That'd probably work. Chuck Curry with us at 59.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.